investigation.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford on NBC TV's Meet the Press.
Let us pray.
President Trump has always said his campaign did not collude with Russia in any way.
Loving and redeeming God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be beautiful in your sight, O Rock and Redeemer. Amen.
Using profanity, disruptive behavior, unexcused absences, and at least one fight.
I must apologize to all of you. I must apologize because I had intended to give a great sermon around the beginnings of Lent. I wanted to reframe Lent through the lens of exploration, exploring the wilderness. Touch in that we are Oregonians and we're not afraid to go outdoors and explore. I wanted to give us reasons to be excited for Lent, to have fun with exploring our faith, to try new things, to reach out and catch a glimpse of the Spirit. But I have to be honest. Since Ash Wednesday, my heart and conscience have been pulled another direction. I honestly feel I could have mailed it in and maybe that would have been fine. I could have kept on that road with my sermon. But it wouldn't accurately reflect where I am or what has consumed me the last few days. So let me start by reading the passage from Isaiah that I read at Ash Wednesday. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and to not hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. This is the word of the Lord. I believe that Lent still can be a time of exploration. But I am feeling that Lent needs to now be a time of exploration of leadership.
Under a new law in Switzerland,
our leadership. Our leadership as Christians. Our leadership as Christians caring for the least of these, as Isaiah says, and as Christ did. Are we doing all we can to make this a better world for our children? Because I do believe that the students of Douglas High School want us to do more. Because I do believe the students in our own church and neighborhood want us to do more. We are being called by the next generation to stand up and stand with them.
Racism and inequality. We pretend not to see the
And we are being called because I do truly believe that each and every one of you sitting in these pews, to those who are connected with our community, are leaders. Each of you is a leader. And because of that, I believe that this little church on this little corner in Portland, Oregon can change the world. We have that power. We have been gifted it by God. So there are some opportunities. May we use Lent to explore those opportunities. May we hear the voices of the next generation crying out and saying no more. And will we stand with them? There are some opportunities coming up very soon. One, for example, downstairs, our youth are raising money right now for their summer mission trips. I call you to go downstairs and have a conversation with one of those youth. They are amazingly intelligent. And they have some beautiful and wonderful things to say. And because they are youth, they often don't pull punches. It may be abrasive, it may be hard to hear, but they really don't listen to the crap. Excuse my French. I've already seen that there are going to be student walkouts. Heard of one happening this week, heard of one happening in March, heard of one happening in April. Around the anniversary of Columbine. This is a generation of students that are saying no more. Are we going to enact and live into the Spirit of God and to acknowledge that power in that next generation and walk with them? Because as a person who works with middle schoolers and high schoolers and young adults, I am saying no more. I can't hear this pain anymore. I know I've stood up here before after other moments, like what happened down in Roseburg, when I knew people connected to that event. I've known people connected to the Clackamas shooting. How often does it have to happen before we stand up and say, this is not the world Christ wants us to be living in?
So today, I get called out, and I've had this call a million times, but they pay me to go. So
I apologize.
To a lady in Tampa.
I apologize because I didn't want to be a challenging pastor again this Sunday. But I promised myself after the Georgia Tech shooting so long ago that when something was on my heart and soul, I wasn't going to ignore it on Sunday. So friends, hug your loved ones. Tell them you love them. Tell them that they matter. And then you will stand up and stand with them. Because Christ did that when he stood on the cross.
Amen. I'm not touching it. You have to come out. You have to look.